Blog Talk Radio.
Abraham's seed. But this make he of the Spirit read,
which they that believe
on believe on him should do what?
Should receive.
Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Just like you receive the engrafted word of Yah, which is able to save your soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John 14, verse 26. John 14, 26. Listen to this. One more and after this and we done. And we still ain't done. Come on with it, brother.
But the Comforter, which is,
you know, that one that really feels good. Sometime when you need to be held, can't nobody hold you like the Holy Spirit can. Can't nobody comfort you like Yah can. The one that has said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will be with you always, even unto the end of the world. Hallelujah. 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 The one that really makes you feel good. The one that really makes you feel alive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The one that said, I will come and I will suck with you. Hallelujah. I won't leave you. I won't forsake you. I will be with you always, even unto the end of the world. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, the Ruach HaKodesh. Hallelujah. The same Spirit said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yah, and the Word was Yah. Hallelujah. Everything that was made, hallelujah, was made by Him. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That same Spirit. Hallelujah. Whenever He was revealed, and John the Baptist said, behold, the Lamb of Yah that is able to take away, hallelujah, your sins of the world, your sins, my sins, your neighbor's sins, the uncircumcised sins, hallelujah, of the world. Glory to the King. Glory to the King. That same Spirit that prophet, hallelujah, said, it is like fire shut up in my bones. Hallelujah. That same fire, hallelujah, whenever fire touches something, it can't remain in its present state. Hallelujah. That same fire that descended on the day of Pentecost, on a feast day. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. Fire! Cloven tongues like that as of fire. Can you say amen? Glory to the King. Hallelujah. And our Yah is a consuming fire. Glory to the King.
All right. Bless you there on Blog Talk. Anybody there on Blog Talk, whatsoever it is. All right, some simulcasting. All right, am I coming clear on Blog Talk Radio? I've been having trouble there lately. All right. That's good. Just waiting for the intro and the simulcast to go through on YouTube. They did a new one for us. Hallelujah. I'm glad I got a 10-9 Blog Talk Radio.
His mercy endures forever.
Here we go. All right. Hey, bless you, saints. Bless you. Bless you very well. Bless you very much. I hope all is well with all the saints of the Most High. We are simulcasting on Blog Talk Radio and also on YouTube. So just want to check out YouTube. I know I'm getting a 10 on Blog Talk. How am I coming in on YouTube, saints? You mean 10s for great and, of course, 0 for bad, bad. You got any? Let me know. All right, good deal. Getting some pins coming in. That sounds great. I'm excited about that. Yep, more tins and Blog Talk's looking good. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. All right. Yeah. Well, thanks. And we had a lot of issues with Blog Talk these last couple of weeks, it seems. So due to all that, I just want to make sure we were getting clear. And it seems that Blog Talk is doing fine tonight. So that's a good thing. So is Aaron fine? The mic is fine. And yeah, we're looking good. So, hey, it's real, real good to be here tonight. As always, it's a privilege. Always a privilege to be able to be here before you all. And definitely able to just have another brother segment. I know it's been missing for a couple of weeks. So glad to be back. I want to make sure I give all the highest honor. Thanks and praise to the Most High Yah, first and foremost. I mean, without him, we wouldn't be where we are today. And also, I mean, I'm sure we can all look back and know exactly where we would have been if it were not for his choosing, if it were not for him opening our understanding and being where we are in this time and day and in this regeneration, of course. Also, honors to all of our pastors, starting with our head pastor, Pastor Dow. Bless you, sir. All of our elders. Teachers, hallelujah, deacons, head of fellowships, and also even if you're the head of your own home, you're also worthy of honor because you have come into this regeneration as well. So, hey, I'm just really thankful to be here, saints. It's been a blast lately these last few months because we've been doing a lot of building, of course, and I just come back from Texas not too long ago. We're moving along real well on the land, and here soon. We'll have another couple of dwellings that'll be up. So there'll be more saints coming to the land, of course, and we're going to keep on spreading out. So the building is going well. Our business is going well, even through all the inflations and so on and so forth. We're doing pretty well, nonetheless, doing really well. So everything's going good, and I just pray that everybody's doing well tonight. Hallelujah. Well, I'm just going to start off with a little recap real quick. You know, we've had had a so-called debate. I'm not going to go into all of that. Our pastors took care of that on hold fast. But we had the debate nonetheless. Pastor had a wonderful interview covering polygyny and so on and so forth. We had a lot of, it just amazes me, I guess I can say. We in Israel, we come out of Christianity. And so when we come out of Christianity and we're speaking to people who are still in Christianity, they're speaking to us as if we don't know, like we don't know what we came from. You know what I mean? So in the same sense, I guess I was just kind of, you know, chuckled inside about these Christians because they don't know about, neither have they lived polygyny, but they want to debate people on it. So it was just kind of funny to me. So it's just strange. But anyway. Pastor's interview was wonderful. A lot of information came out of that, and even that last Blog Talk was also awesome. Just a wealth of conviction and a wealth of knowledge came out of that as well. I'm just hoping that we got more people out there that's hearing, that has the ears to hear, of course, and you know we'll end up having their understanding opened up as well. Hallelujah. So we're gonna continue tonight. We're going to go into, and it's kind of strange how this come up because, you know, we've been through a couple of rough, well, I can't even say a couple. We've been through some dead seasons, huh? And I think I was going through an old blog talk or maybe it was an old sermon. And it just kind of popped in my head, and I started thinking. I was just like, man, I should probably cover Renegades. You know what I mean? Renegades. And I was actually also reading into a book that we're going to be getting into later on, and it also pretty much prompted me to go this direction. So we're going to speak on Renegades, okay, and the attitude of a renegade, the mindset of a renegade. And if you are, and if you have noticed in many of these dead seasons and stuff like that, we've had plenty of renegades that come in and out of the ministry. Renegade. A renegade is an apostate. It's an apostate from the faith. Okay? So an apostate is one who forsakes or who has forsaken the assembly, the church, sect, profession to which he before adhered. Think about that. You adhere to this thing. You come to it, but then you go and forsake it. Okay? That's an apostate. They have forsaken it. And we've seen a lot of that. And we'll get into more of it. Because this is going to be a breakdown. The definition is going to be broken down throughout this broadcast. Hallelujah. So, you know, folks, they got a lot of them out here. A lot of people out here that are starting to fall out of walking truthfully with the Most High Yah. They really truly are. A lot of folks are, now, again, when they fall away from this, is, oh, I didn't fall away from Yah, or I didn't fall away from God or whatever, but then you start seeing their footprint and you see they're not walking in truth whatsoever at all. While we who are still around, we must count our blessings and be thankful that we're still walking in spirit and in truth. And while these folks are falling out and they're falling out of their walk truthfully with the Most High Yah, they're truly convinced that they are correct and that there's nothing wrong with their decisions. They believe that. They're convinced. Pretty much reprobate, you might as well consider it, you know. And like I said before, you know, they got folks who come to this thing and then they, for whatever reasons, and I personally think it's a lot to do with offenses primarily, you know what I mean? But, and then of course, after that, doctrine and so on and so forth. But we're going to get into a few things that I've seen in this last month and even up until last week that just really tripped me out. Okay. Christmas. This, I don't know what it is, but I've been in the ministry for quite some time. And for some reason, man, Christmas this year has been extremely strong. Okay. For some reason, it has been a strong spirit. I was down there in Texas and, you know, it doesn't matter. The people I spoke to, I've seen some of them, and it doesn't matter what, and mind you, these folks have never came to the way, okay? But they were strong and hell-bent on sticking with this Christmas. And so not only did I see folks and talk to folks that were just stuck on Christmas, but I also started noticing that there's a lot of videos popping up. Used to, there were videos telling you how wicked Christmas is, and they're still around, but there's a plethora of videos now where people are trying to re-debunk this and talk about how Christmas is okay. And, oh, it's not really pagan. It's not really this. It's not really that. You know what I mean? And it's even more sad to where when you can remove yourself from the paganism and the Satanism that involved in it and then just return right back to it. It's just ridiculous. But there's plenty of videos out now trying to now say that Christmas is not as bad as we need to stop calling it pagan and so on and so forth. So they're pushing back now on the facts that this is a pagan holiday. But another one, we're gonna go over Thanksgiving now. But trip me out about this one. And I sent a video to Michael Israel one day. I just thought it was a brother shared it with me. So there's these Hebrew Israelites, okay? Supposed to be. You know, they've already tasted and seen that Yah is good, I suppose, as far as the truth is concerned. And so when I watched this video, they were substituting Thanksgiving for Yahawashah Day. That's what they were doing. They was calling it, oh, people trying to tell us that we're celebrating Thanksgiving, and we're celebrating Thanksgiving, and this, that, and the third, but we're not doing that. This is Yahawashah Day. So basically, they're celebrating Thanksgiving, but they were just putting Yahawashah over it. Sad part about this is as the video goes on, they're telling you what they're eating in the video, and they're eating, there's like two trays of straight up pork. One was some pulled pork with bacon or something like that on it, and then also, and these are the Israelites supposedly, and I mean menorahs and all. And then they had another one where they have a ham marinated in Coca-Cola. And I was just like, okay, these folks used to not do this, and all of a sudden, what is this delusion that's coming upon these folks and pushing them to go back the other way? I've seen the comments, and the comments were just flat out rebuking this and shunning this, like this is wicked. But that's what these people are doing out there. So I brought up those two holidays and these folks going back to this stuff because it's this, I guess somebody got to fall away. Because, man, it's just sad how you come to at least the knowledge of the truth and you come to understanding of pagan holidays and or holidays or whatever you want to call them. And you just make up whatever you want to, or you study yourself half to death, and all of a sudden you're justifying the things that you ran from, you know? It's pretty sad. And when I saw Israelites doing this, that's a renegade mentality right there. And straight up. Because you leave it, you justify it, and there's no one that can turn you back from it. You done already went that far. You know, it's just sad. So when I seen that, I was just like, yeah, okay. Actually, we should be on just straight up guard. You know what I mean? We got to guard ourselves from anything coming in, our ear gates, our eye gates. I mean, it's just sad. When I seen that video, I was like, this is pitiful. But an apostate, more of the definition, it's in its original sense applied to one who is or who has abandoned his religion, okay, or abandoned his faith. And that's what a lot of folks have literally done that, have gone back. Since I've been in the ministry, even when we were in our fellowship in Texas all the way up here to Kentucky, we've had people fall away. They turn away. And we would hear about them. And when they abandon this thing, they abandon it pretty hard. You know what I mean? I mean, there's a chance while you're still breathing to come on back, I suppose, but it's just how hard people fall, and they fall, especially when they abandon this after they've tasted it. Hallelujah. So Proverbs 26, 10 through 11. The great Elohim that formed all things both rewards the fool. Yeah, he rewards the fool and rewards the transgressor. As a dog returns to his vomit, so a fool returns to his folly. Yes, they will. Luke 9, 61 through 62. And another also said, Master, I will follow you. But let me first go bid them farewell, which are at home at my house. And Jesus said unto him, No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of Yah. And that's what we're dealing with today, is a lot of this turning back, a lot of this putting the hand on that plow, a lot of this actually putting your first foot before the next foot and actually walking this thing with us, and just to sit there, get offended, or something don't go your way, or a doctrine off another table comes across your table, and all of a sudden you want to take your hand off of it and walk back the other way you just came from, knowing that there's nothing there, knowing that. Just like I was saying about Christianity a minute ago, you know, in Christianity, they want to argue with us about what we already came from, but they have no experience in what we're already doing or what we are doing. So with that, it's kind of funny because I got a little something to share with y'all, because see, we come out of Christianity, but it's amazing how you're looked at, how you looked at as the renegade when you no longer ascribe to it, it being Christianity. Hallelujah. And I was seen at one time as a renegade to kinfolks, friends, and so on and so forth. So before we actually came and put boots on the ground the straight way, my brother and I used to go to this Bible study. And in this Bible study, one of our good friends we went to school with, he was the head of this Bible study. And as we were, when we were there, you know, we have been listening to Pastor Dye. We've been listening to this, and there's nothing we can find in the scriptures that can prove Pastor wrong on what he was saying at this time in 2010 or 11. And so I'm just the zeal without knowledge. I'm just zealous for this. And I want to tell all these folks about the truth rather than the lie that I can obviously see that we're in. So, you know, I get there to Bible study one day and I'm ready, you know, and he already knew something was going on because I started using the words Yah, you know, praise ye Yah and everything like that. So he already knew something was going on. Well, he was trying to tell everybody that the commandments is just to love, you know, love your neighbor as yourself and love God with your heart. That's pretty much what he was saying. So I asked him, what about the commandments? We can't keep all those. I said, how? So I went over the Ten Commandments. I turned straight to Exodus 20. And in front of everybody, I asked everybody as I went down every single commandment. And after I read off one commandment, I asked him, is that all right? Can we do that? And everybody agreed. Is that all right? Can we do that? Oh, good. Hey, the Sabbath day, got to that one. Of course, it was silence. But I said, what's wrong with that one? And they agreed, nothing. All right, cool. Got all the way to the last one. Thou shalt not covet. Anybody got a problem with that? Can anybody take that? Can you do that? Everybody agreed, yeah. So I look right back at the head, and I'm like, so what's the problem now? Everybody agrees, including you, that we can keep them. So what's the problem? He didn't really like me too much that day. So then I went back again. And this time is where it really turned loose. And once we got the straight way and I looked back on this story, I realized that was actually demonic manifestations. So now we're at the Bible study again. And my brother's pretty much done with them. You know what I'm saying? But he was there and he started talking to an old man outside. So while he was talking to an old man outside, mind you, these are glass doors, okay? These are glass doors, so you can see straight through them. Well, we get into it again. This man says, oh, you can't keep the commandments. And he was going off of what I asked him last week. And he put a chalkboard up, big old chalkboard. And he drew with the chalk a ceiling. And after he drew the ceiling, he drew a 10-link chain. And what he did was erase that top link. On that 10-link chain, he erased that top link. And he says, okay, if I get rid of this top link, then what happens to the rest of them? And everybody say, oh, the rest of them, all nine of them going to fall. He says, see, you can't keep the commandment because if you break one, you're guilty of them all. I said, okay, what kind of sense are you trying to make? So next thing you know, he was just like, well, what are you trying to say? I said, well, I don't think you're telling the truth. And he says, well, that may be what you think, but have you ever lied before? Have you ever did it before? I said, yeah, of course we lied before. Yeah, of course we sinned before, but that's what repentance is for. A turnabout of the whole man so we won't go back and do it again. And he was just like, well, we just can't do that. I said, well, last time I checked in 1 John chapter 2, starting at verse 3, said if he that says he knows him and keeps not his commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him. So what are you trying to say? So, of course, he cuts me off. We go ahead and everything dies down, smoke clears. And next thing you know, we do this little prayer at the end of it. Everybody gets into a prayer circle. We hold hands and everybody individually says a prayer before we exit the facility. He purposely starts with the person next to me so I could be dead last. Obviously, he may have done that on purpose. I'm not sure. The prayers are going around, but he's clear across from me. And as soon as I'm looking at him, and I got my eyes wide open, I'm just looking at him as he's praying. And he's really trying to get emotional to win these people over from what I was debating him. God, tell him it's not a game. And getting the tearing up and everything else. And I'm just waiting for that prayer line to get all the way over to me. Next thing you know, that little girl's right next to me praying. And she finished praying. And I boldly, was like, bless you, Yahweh, Master and King, Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I said, Master, you, your commandments are real. Your commandments, they stand, and nobody will diminish them. You even told us, Heavenly Father, that in Proverbs 28:9, that if any man turns his ear from hearing your law, even his prayer is abomination. And as soon as I did that, while I said that scripture, and while I was saying this prayer, that girl next to me just started screaming, stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! She would not stop saying, stop it! Next thing you know, when I said that scripture, man, this guy, he was crippled, by the way. He was in there limping and stuff like that, but as soon as I did that, that joker had energy. And it was like he wasn't crippled at all. And he backed up away from me. He said, that ain't God! That ain't God. That ain't God. So this one's saying, stop it. Shut up. This one's saying, that ain't God. That ain't God. And these jokers going off. And the guy that actually was leading the place, he dropped their hands, and the whole place went into an uproar. When the whole place went into an uproar, everybody just pointing fingers and gnashing and just screaming at me, and you this, you devil, you that, you this. And my brother's sitting out talking to this old man, and he looks into the glass like, oh, shit. He's like, oh, man. Oh, so I'll be right back. My brother ran in there. He ran, busted through the glass door. He was just like, what's going on? And one of the brothers said, your brother is trying to bind us by the yoke of the law. They blaming me and telling me he's trying to bind us by the yoke of the law. And he's trying to tell us that the law ain't done away with. He's trying to tell us we got to keep this and we ain't going. Man, they just, all of a sudden, all the lies and accusing and everything else, they just start going off. Of course, I didn't realize until later on, that was all these people just manifesting. Demons just manifesting. They didn't want to hear none of that. They didn't want to hear Yahweh. They didn't want to hear, to be honest with you, after I said Yahweh, they didn't want to hear in the name of Jesus no more. You know? So my brother asked him, like, hey, is he telling you the truth or is he telling you a lie? He trying to bind us by the yoke of the law. We don't want to hear nothing he got to say. Matter of fact, and he ran up on me, two or three of them. You need to get out of here right now. Get out of here right now. You come back to this Bible study again, we are calling the police. Told me straight up, man. I got threatened with the cops and everything. I said, hey, I'm gone. No problem. But they seen me as the renegade. I was a problem. They seen me as somebody who is abandoning what they call faith, or abandoning what they so-called believe, or abandoning their walk, or the way that they are prescribing it, or the way he was trying to submit it to these young folks. So, I mean, it's like, it's amazing to me. We come to the knowledge of truth, but the Christians that we used to know, especially natural family and so on, they look at you as the renegade because they think that you're going off on a deep end in a so-called cult, you know? Something else. But just like the definition stated though, you know, hey, a renegade is someone who is no longer ascribing, or they're turning their backs on their faith. And now that we're in the faith, we don't want to be the ones turning our back on it. Therefore, we go deeper into a renegade, okay? Renegades are also considered traitorous, a traitor. Traitorous type people. Going to the Maccabees. First Maccabees 1:10-11. All right. Let's go here real quick. First Maccabees 1:10-11. And this is from the NRSV. Okay, saints. From them came forth a sinful root. Antiochus Epiphanes, son of King Antiochus. He had been a hostage in Rome. He began to reign in the 137th year of the kingdom of the Greeks. In those days, certain renegades. Now in your KJV, you're going to see certain wicked men. Certain wicked men. Okay? But in our NRSV, it tells you the certain renegades. And this is what kind of prompted me after listening to Pastor Dow when I read this, that prompted me to go into this teaching. Verse 11, in those days, certain renegades came out from Israel, and they did what? They misled many, saying, let us go and make a covenant with the nations round us. For since we separated from them, which that's what we did, since we separated from them, many disasters have come up on us. Okay? So this, we come out. But although we came out, all right, it's almost as if, like, you know, these folks, they're in captivity. This is the Greek captivity, huh? Around the Greco-Roman era. They know that they've left, they went from their culture, okay? Ever since we left out of this, now we're under so much duress, we're going to go ahead and go make a covenant with them and go ahead and just break everything we're doing. You know what I mean? So this mindset's already stirring up because of everything that's going on with them. All right, verse 12-15, First Maccabees. All right, so this proposal, it pleased them. And some of the people eagerly went to the king, who authorized them to observe the ordinances of the nations. So they built a gymnasium. In the KJV, it tells you they built a place of exercise in Jerusalem according to the customs of the nations, and made foreskins for themselves, and abandoned the Holy Covenant. They joined with the nations and sold themselves to do evil. Now, they sold themselves to do this evil. So obviously, there's no enduring substance with some of them, okay? So not having this enduring substance, and then, of course, as you've seen in verse 10 and 11, that they misled many, it's obvious that this renegade spirit, it got to come. And gather numbers. They got to gather up some numbers now. You know what I mean? I can't do this by myself. Sometimes people just go ahead and leave, but other ones that uproot themselves may uproot others with them. You know what I mean? Especially if this is already starting to take root in other people. And mind you, folks with this type of mindset, this renegade mindset, they're going to go around looking for folks who has either the same mindset as them or who agree with them, or they're going to try to take on disciples to themselves to make sure they have folks that are going to come on out with them. Let's look at some of this though. So some of the attributes, some of the characteristics, okay? Let's do this. Let's look behind the mindset of these renegade Israelites, okay? Again, they misled many. So obviously they was there trying to speak to a bunch of them, trying to, hey man, let's go ahead and do this. Now mind you, in Deuteronomy, you know, it tells us that, you know, anyone that's coming up to you and asking and telling you, hey, let's go serve other gods, which in this case, they knew that these Greeks serve other gods. You know what I mean? Let's go ahead and do that. Person is supposed to be that's a stony right there. That one right there. No, you back away from that joint. You turn his ass in. You know what I mean? Like we said in Houston, the snitch game is way strong. Hallelujah. So let's take a look at the mindset, and we're gonna start with the first word, which is seditions. Okay. A renegade mindset, especially when they're trying to go and encourage others to do the exact same thing that they're doing, they're going to start in an area of sedition. Hallelujah. And the seditions is incitement. It's an incitement of discontent. So when folks can't find contentment, you know what I mean? They're going to look for other ways to get content, obviously, even if it's defying what's already in front of them. And again, incitement of discontent or rebellion against their government. Okay? Any action, especially in speech or even in writing, promoting such discontent or rebellion. We even seen that Absalom did that to his father. He was promoting, if I was the king. Oh, hey, if I was the one you came to talk to. If it was me, this is how we gonna do this. This is how we would. You wouldn't even have no trouble in this area. Why are you speaking like that to anybody? Because of your own discontentment. So next thing you know, you're spreading something that's gonna make somebody else just as discontent as you, if they're foolish enough. But in this thing, these seditious talks. You know what I mean? We gotta watch out for that. And again, that's why we gotta make sure we increase And that's snitching. You know what I mean? So insurrections. Insurrections is the next word we're going to go into, okay? Insurrections. Now, insurrections, that is the act or enact or instance of rising. Rising and revolt, all right? Rebellion or resistance, taking action, all right, against civil authority or an established government, all right? And all these that we're going to go over is pretty much just some of these characteristics that a renegade mindset would take in just to sit there and bolt out in hopes to even take folks with them. Now, insurgent or insurgency. Insurgency is, you know, an insurgent, rebellion within a group, as by members against leaders. A lot of these folks, I remember back in the day when folks was leaving Straightway, they was leaving, they were blaming Pastor Dow for so much and he ain't even do nothing to them. You know, it just was something crawled up their ass and next thing you know, they're already in rebellion against the leaders or even just in discontent or in total disagreement with the way that this ministry functions or, you know, how Israel is supposed to function according to the book of the Acts. Insurrection against an existing government, usually one's own. And that's pretty key right there because it's normally against your own. It's normally against what you've come to, what you come to know is the right way, is your culture. And then next thing you know, you want to turn away from it. But it's like, why? You know what I mean? A lot of folks don't understand, man, that all our breath is allotted to us. You know, we have a privilege to even breathe for crying out loud. And we come to something that we know is not only foolproof, but we have the example set right before us that shows us that this works. And all it takes is that one little temptation or one little area, just like we're taught. The devil, my teacher Shane said, the devil's trying to find, he's trying to find something. He's watching you. These devils, these demons, teacher Shane just said this passerby, these demons, they're watching you. They're watching you very diligently. So ask yourself, is there something within you, some discontentment within you, some disagreement, be it with your leaders or even the leaders of the ministry within you, that is going to cause you to cause some type of insurrection or be some type of insurgent, or cause some type of sedition when you go around whispering in the ears of others? Is there anything that's going on in your mind that's going to cause you to do that? Is there some type of offense or maybe a leader or even not even a leader, maybe your brother let you down, you know what I mean, in some way, shape, fashion, or form to where you're ready to go ahead and start kicking the traces on them, you know, no matter what's been going on? What is it about you that is hidden inside of you or what are these little areas that you just can't give up? Is it you can't give up, I don't know, certain things to eat? Is it certain things you can't give up? Is it clothing? Is it shoes? Is it jewelry? I mean, is there something that you cannot give up that you think is just a little bit too much? Hey, you pushing the card, you going too far for me? Make sure you ask yourself that. And you're not going into the wrong direction like these Israelites were. We also got blindness. Now, blindness, of course, the inability to see the condition of having severely impaired or absolutely no sense of sight. Okay, and say it again. The inability to see the condition of having severely impaired or absolutely no sense of sight. Okay, so a lot of us can be blind of ourselves in many areas. You know what I mean? And think about this. I would hate to be so blind that I have absolutely no sense to see. Because, see, you know that you have sight to see, even if you end up catching yourself in a moment of blindness, but folks can bring you home. And as long as you can hear it, you can be recovered. So you still have a sense in there to see. All you need is your brothers who can see you from the outside looking in. And throw you a bone there, throw you a branch, and recover you. And as long as you're recoverable, you still have a sense of sight. But wouldn't that be painful? And wouldn't that be sickening? Matter of fact, wouldn't that be scary to have absolutely no sense of sight, especially yourself? See, everybody wants to see everybody else, but the first person you have to see is you. Never forget Shepherd telling us that, you know, the most wicked person he ever met in his life was self. That's no different for the rest of us. But that's a scary thing, to have absolutely no sight, okay? It's also an unwillingness or inability to perceive or understand. Lack of judgment. Lack of judgment. Ignorance. So all this stuff starts with blindness. That's why I say that one for last, because you got to really be blind to yourself, or you just don't want to see self, or you just don't want to hear the answers you don't want to hear. Some folks are afraid of hearing the word no, believe it or not. A lot of folks will not go in the direction that they need to go in or talk to who they need to talk to simply because they don't want to hear the word no. Let's take men that want wives. If there's a brother who understands the protocol of the ministry, but he knows that if he knows the protocol, but you're going to go and go talk to this daughter anyway and just throw a bone in her ear real quick, you know, throw a little whisper in her ear real fast instead of going through the protocol, you're already out of there. You already lack judgment in yourself. And you also are so blind, you're thinking, well, I mean, if I don't do it this way, I may not have a chance. I mean, you could be blinding yourself in that and just something so simple. You know what I mean? But it's the unwillingness as well, or the inability, but the unwillingness, now that's being just willfully sinful, or willfully you don't want to perceive. That's folks who know the truth and they still go the other way. I've seen that before. Okay. A renegade is also a deserve. Like I said, we're breaking this down throughout the teaching. Okay. So a renegade is also a deserve. All right. A person who deserts a party or cause for another. I believe we're going to go into Galatians. Just go through a few passages. Galatians 1:6. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Okay? Removed. Now, removed is part of this renegade thing, because that's what renegades do. They remove themselves. Okay? And, of course, we don't want people to sit there and get into a renegade mindset and remove themselves before getting free, but we also want them removing others as well. They may be blind to what is going on with this spearheader, I guess you can call it, of a renegade. So removed, G 33:46, to transfer, to transfer oneself or suffer oneself to be transferred, to fall away, or desert from one person to another. We're going to go back to Galatians again, all right? But this time we're going to Galatians in the NKJV, the new KJV, okay? Galatians 1:6-10. I marvel that you are turning away, so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel. Turning away so soon. Now again, Messiah opened your understanding, brought you to this marvelous light, but it wasn't for you to just sit there and turn away and walk away. But again, like I always tell folks, he's never lost none of his. Never lost none of his. Verse 7, which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Messiah. But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you other or to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. Let him be accursed. Verse 9, as we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or Yah? Or do I seek to please men? For if I still please men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, it's also kind of funny. I just thought about something. I was at the last feast. And me and my brother, we went to Walmart to make a little Walmart run and get some ice and stuff. So while we're there, you know, I grabbed some ice, check out and everything. And I'm back at the truck trying to put the ice in the cooler. Well, and I'm going this way because of the next definition as well. So there's a lady that called my name. This is just at the last Tabernacles, okay? She go, Greg? Gregory? Man, I looked up. Mind you, this is a woman that lives right there in the same county. A woman I've seen in the ministry before. She was a part of the ministry, okay? And I forget which year she left, probably around 2013, 14, something like that. But for me, she was unrecognizable. Because the last time I saw her, she had a head covering and a skirt. I see this woman and she's like, Gregory, all y'all here, y'all must be here for the Tabernacles. And I'm just like, yeah, we are. Her hair bobbed off, cut short. She was in very short shorts, flip-flops, tank top shirt, almost as if she's never been in a ministry before. And she goes, that's what y'all here for, right? Tabernacles? And I'm like, yeah, we're here for Tabernacles. She goes, oh, I'm in Tabernacles too. And I'm like, I guess I was just amazed, man. You know, I ain't going to say her name, but just amazed. And as I seen her, I was just like, man, how people have fallen, you know, was just here, left and went back to that. Again, hair was all bobbed off. She looked just like the world, okay? And when I seen her, I was just like, yeah, we're in Tabernacles and everything, but it just shocked me because she's saying she's doing the same. So you're doing the same thing, looking like you look. I guess you're doing it at home the way you want to. So there must have been something going on where you couldn't hack it. You know what I mean? You couldn't. Something came up on this woman where she just couldn't do it anymore. She couldn't stay with the straight way, or she couldn't stay with the Most High. So anyway, she's starts telling me about her life, how everything is now, and my son, which he was part of the ministry at one point. Oh, you know, he's doing well. He has children now, and this. I'm like, I'm in my mind, like, I really don't care to talk to you. I really don't care, you know, because it seems to me that you're walking in falsehood. It's just false. You're telling me it's basically, she's giving me her version of, oh, I'm still with Yah, by the way. I know I look like this. I know y'all seen me. I just seen your brother in the store, too. I'm like, yeah, I bet you did. I'm like, she's, sure, you know, sure you're trying to keep Yah's way. Yeah, sure. And I really don't care what you're doing at this moment. In my opinion, you don't owe me an explanation at all. But she just felt like, and she just felt compelled to give me an explanation. I'm like, you don't owe me nothing. But see, that's the guilt trip, I personally believe, that these people go through when they fall away and then you see them out there. All of a sudden, you got to tell me your life story. I don't care about it. All I know is that you were in a good place with Yah's people and you chose to take off. Period. So I didn't have nothing to say to him. Nothing at all. Okay, but a renegade, all right? And that's, I just thought about that before going to this one, okay? A renegade is also, a renegade or an apostate is also false, just flat out false, okay? And we're going to go to John, all right? John chapter 6, 60 through 71, all right? All right, verse 60. Therefore, many of his disciples, when they heard this, said, this is a hard saying. This is when he was telling them about, you know, if you don't eat of me, You know, flesh is my flesh, blood is my blood. If you don't drink of my blood, you know what I mean? You can't make it into the, you're not coming to the kingdom. You're not going into the kingdom. So therefore, many of his disciples, when they heard this, said, this is a hard saying. Who can understand it? When Jesus knew himself that his disciples complained about this, he said to them, does this offend you? What then, if you should see the Son of Man ascend where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh, it profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. But there are some of you, who do not believe. But Jesus knew, he knew from the beginning who they were, who did not believe. And who said, and who would betray, and betray is seduce and desert, just like that definition that we mentioned a minute ago, a deserter. And who would betray, seduce, or desert him. And he said, therefore, I have said to you that no one can come to me unless it has been granted him by my Father. From that time, many of his disciples, what they do? They went back. They turned back. And they walked with him no more. Then Jesus said to the 12, do you also want to go away? Do you also want to leave me? Do you also want to turn back? But Simon Peter answered him, Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Also, we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living Elohim. Jesus answered them, did I not choose you, the 12? And one of you is a renegade, a devil, false. He spoke of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for it was he who would betray him, being one of the 12. Being one of the 12, right there, in there holding the money bag, up in there with the disciples, among the 12, that close to Messiah, and still had these renegade attributes, still was a renegade right in the midst of them, that literally sat there and deserted Messiah, okay. Of course he was blind until his eyes were open after the deed was done. Okay. But hey, this right here is what I'm talking about throughout this whole entire teaching is that, you know, the renegade mindset. Sometimes I believe that some people had to be exalted to show who they really truly were, whether they were head of fellowships, teachers, whatever, you know what I mean? And to show who they really truly were, and they showed their true colors. But again, at the same time, they took out many with them. And now people are celebrating Christmas and Thanksgiving all over again, which I think is crazy. Hebrews 10:24-25. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking, turning away, running away, moving away, removing yourself. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. And we see the day approaching, okay? More and more so. I mean, the world is just going, it's just going off. You know what I mean? This world is crazy, but it is. And since we can see this, I mean, we should really, truly try our best to be trying to walk in perfection each and every day, the best we possibly can, because the day is approaching and we don't want to be caught, you know what I'm saying, not being ready without having any oil whatsoever at all. Hebrews 10:26, for if we willfully, after that we have, or we sin willfully, sorry, for if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice for sin. No more sacrifice for sin. And I don't want to be in that category. You know what I mean? So that, again, a renegade is, this is premeditated, okay? A renegade is thinking in a premeditated mindset. He's premeditating what he's about to do, or he or she is about to do, about to accomplish. They are already premeditating that they are in total disagreement with how the government is established, and therefore they're just waiting on their exit, and they're gonna find something, because that happened down there in Texas whenever that Dallas was broken up. And see, there was many brethren there that we thought for a while, even brothers that were part of security and straight away, okay, that are gone. And it's because the leader down there, or the so-called leader down there, put something in that mindset of most of these brothers, put something off into them, okay, was premeditated. And so once he put that stuff off into them, now they starting to also premeditate their exit. And once the leader fell, that was their cue, and they took it. Once the leader fell, they took that cue. I seen plenty of videos. I got plenty of text messages. Oh, there's nothing y'all did to me. Oh, it's okay. I just don't go my way and stuff like that. Yeah, you probably been ready to go. Just didn't know how. You know what I mean? I can tell y'all this, and I ain't trying to speak for straightway as a whole, but I do know this, and I personally do not believe, just like we were in Texas, that straightway is in the business of chasing you. They're not in the business of chasing you and not even holding you hostage whatsoever at all. You know what I mean? If any of you out there has already gotten your mind that you want to leave, do us a big, big favor and just go. Nobody's going to talk about you. Nobody's going to sit there and we will more so respect you. We more so respect you just being honest and getting your spirit up on up out of here rather than sitting here poisoning anybody else. You're going to willfully do it anyway when that day comes. James 4:14. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? What is your life? Your life is even a vapor, a mist, that appears for a little time, and then it vanishes away. So us knowing that our lives is just a vapor of smoke, a vapor, a mist, by the way, a breath away, just a breath away, and our breath don't go too far, okay? You're just a breath away from eternity, and all these fleshly things that we allow to tempt us, we can't possibly just want this stuff to take us out, okay? So in order for us to discern anybody else, let's make sure we discern ourselves first and watch out for these renegade spirits, okay? We got to watch out for these renegade spirits, man. We got to watch out for the sedition type spirits. We got to watch out for, you know, just, you know, all these bad patterns that's going to bring about offense. Hallelujah. Got a final thought. And I thought it was very awesome, you know what I mean, when I heard it. And of course, it comes from Shepherd, you know, our beloved Shepherd, Pastor Dow. I'm always in their archives. And, man, one thing he said I really do appreciate, okay? Don't forget that these renegade spirits, you know, these spirits that want to cause seditions and insurrections and so on and so forth, they always start off with offenses. They always start off by being angry at something, or just offended at someone for almost sometimes no reason, okay? But what Pastor Dow said really rang in my mind, and I think about it till this day, okay? And that's this here. Every day that you're offended, okay? Every single day that you're offended is a day you miss in perfection, all right? It's a day you miss in perfection. Think about that. Every day you're offended is a day you miss in perfection. Be you perfect. Hallelujah. For he is perfect. We should work on ourselves every single day in every single area that we're having some type of nuance or some type of spirit or whatnot. Okay? Not only watch out for the renegade in you, because, again, like Teacher Shane said, he said it so wonderfully, you know, these devils are literally watching you diligently, okay? So we need to watch ourselves more diligent than these spirits do. and make sure we catch ourselves when we are caught slipping in the spirit or we get a case of the ass. But definitely try our best to go on into perfection each and every day, brothers and sisters, every single day. You know, I know I'm trying, and I tell you, there's no better place to be in a ministry than in a ministry like this and on community like what we're doing today. Hallelujah. So, hey, I pray that this helped y'all. Hope y'all enjoyed it. I'm glad we did get to do a brother segment today, since we couldn't get it the first couple of days. It seems that Blog Talk is working better right now, so we should be able to keep the rotation going. I just really want to say, I want to bid you guys shalom, much shalom to you all. Hallelujah. Cam Gosher is coming up. Yeah, hey, you brothers, keep on preparing for that. And hey, this is the turn of the Roman year is here, and I look forward to Passover. I look forward to the live season. I look forward to seeing y'all at Passover Unleavened Bread. So, hey, get the calendars if you haven't done it yet for 2024. I haven't seen it just yet. We're going to definitely get ours, and I'm sure it's exquisite. I'm sure it's a wonderfully done calendar. I'm pretty sure of that. So, hey, thanks. Just go ahead and make sure you support it. And catch Pastor on Patreon as well. If any of you saints are not on Patreon yet, or if you know some folks that are listening to Pastor Dial out there, they probably just haven't jumped on his channels or the websites or anything, share those things with them. Share the Patreons and so on and so forth. Hallelujah. Yeah, so let's just go ahead and make sure we do that. That way we can get more patrons there. We can get folks to really listen in and get fed. Hallelujah. So bless you, saints. I'm signing off. Much shalom to you all. Love you all. Shalom, shalom. How long was that? Sir? Oh, shit, hallelujah. I was hoping that shit was an hour.
I'm